Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president. So, ultimately, if Mitch McConnell or John Boehner say, we need to go to catch a plane, I can't have Secret Service block the doorway, right?
Me cry when you said goodbye.
It is the Savage Nation, Rock and Roll Friday. Now, you've heard the phrase Malbama, M-A-O-Bama. I created it. You heard the phrase Obama. It's all over the internet. But tonight you're going to hear a new one, which is Pinocchio Obama. A new one, and the question is who will steal it first in radio. I can pretty much predict who will steal it in the morning, but that will be Monday morning before it's stolen. Pinocchio Obama. Because Pinocchio said the sky would fall unless taxes were raised today without any cuts in the grotesque federal budget. Well, guess what? The sky hasn't fallen. Remember what he said would happen? Pinocchio Obama? I mean, he lied. Nakedly lied. Do you remember what he said this week? Do we have that? Do we have any of the earlier threats? I mean, even the liberal media has finally become so embarrassed by the man's Pinocchio behavior that they're calling him out on it. He kept saying it would be an apocalypse. Now he's saying it's not going to be an apocalypse. It's beyond belief. Do you remember earlier in the week, Neil, did we have earlier in the week sound of them threatening? Play it, just the earlier in the week. What would happen? If you have it, if not. All right, you're pulling it right now. All right, when you're out, get a pastrami sandwich on Rye to go as well while you're looking for the sound bite. Anyway, look, there are three questions for you today. One is about Pinocchio Obama, and here's the question. Who won, just a minute, who won the showdown, Pinocchio Obama or Boehner? Simple question. Pinocchio Obama said the sky would fall. He gambled, he lost. So don't call, because I gave you the answer. I gave you the short answer of the quiz you got today. Question one, who won the showdown, Pinocchio Obama or Boehner? The answer is Boehner won. Why? Because after the cliff, the fiscal cliff deal, where he raised taxes on the so-called rich, not his rich friends like Buffet and General Electric and the other corporations who are robbing us blind by not paying taxes, but he raised the taxes on the working wealthy in this country, which was sucked out of the federal budget in one day, given to Chuck Schumer and the good people of New York State, supposedly for hurricane repair. How much of that money will actually go for the people who lost things in the Hurricane Sandy, as anyone's guess? So that $52 billion or so that they sucked out of the economy from people who earn real money was gone in a second, right? But then he said, the world's going to fall apart unless he gets another tax raise. And he's not cutting a nickel out of the budget. And he gambled that Boehner would cave in. But he didn't cave in. For some reason, the center held. I don't know how. I don't know where they found the spine. But they held and they took a walk and Obama was left holding the fraud. Question one. I answered already, so don't call me. But here's some other questions for the center. You have the earlier one yet? Okay, play it now.
Across the country, these cuts will force federal prosecutors to close cases and potentially let criminals go. Air traffic controllers and airport security will see cutbacks, and that could cause delays at airports across the country. Tens of thousands of parents will have to scramble to find child care for their kids. Hundreds of thousands of Americans will lose access to primary care and preventive care, like flu vaccinations.
Oh, the children. All right, well, you get the picture.
So these cuts are wrong.
You get the picture. In other words, the Mississippi will run backwards unless the cuts were made. The Mississippi will run backwards. The earth will stop spinning on its axis. Nothing happened. Ho-hum. Question one answered on Open Mic to Mike Friday. You heard the phrase Malbama. I created it. You heard the phrase Obama. It's all over the internet. Savage created it. Now you have a new one. It'll be stolen before I finish this, the third time. Pinocchio Obama. Because he's Pinocchio now. And even the liberals are onto him. Except the lower-level liberal reporters haven't come around yet because they don't know what to do, and they're, you know, they just have no guts and no brains and, frankly, no self-respect. The higher-level liberal reporters already called him out that he's lying. I see it in the Washington Post. Even the New York Times is saying the guy was fibbing. I'm starting to see cracks in his persona. To put it another way, you got the picture. Okay, now let's move on. Here's question number two on the Savage Nation, and that is this. Why do you think open anti-Semitism, but not anti-Muslimism, has become acceptable in liberal circles? Let me play it again because you haven't heard this anywhere. I know some of you driving on the Cross Bronx Expressway don't know what you just heard, so I'll have to say it slowly. Why do you think open and naked anti-Semitism, meaning Jew baiting, but not anti-Muslimism, has become acceptable in liberal circles? Now, why do I say that? Well, for one, I played the Academy Awards with that moron, Ted, talking about Are You Jewish with, what's his name? I forget already, the actor who's been in 500 movies yesterday. You remember the Ted thing? Now we have Joan Rivers. Now, my headline on michaelsavage.com says it like it is, as usual. Joan Rivers has always disgusted me. She's always made my flesh crawl. She's the kind of people I ran away from in New York. Unfortunately, they're everywhere you turn. Where is she? There it is. In the middle of michaelsavage.com, self-hating Jewish vulgarian queen brings down the house. Now, that's well put. That's a classy statement. Self-hating Jewish vulgarian queen brings down the house. If you haven't heard the joke that this lunatic loser, I mean, this woman belongs in Boca Raton. She's ready for the Century Village Follies. She's ready to do balloon tricks in Century Village. She has worn out her welcome around the world. The only people who can still laugh at the jokes would be the English. The Anti-Defamation League called the comments vulgar and offensive. Well, I would have gone a few steps further. Here's what she said. She made a joke about Heidi Klum in a sexy dress at an AIDS Foundation Academy Awards party. Here's what this vulgarian said, quote, "The last time a German looked this hot was when they were pushing Jews into the ovens," Rivers said of the German-born supermodel on Monday's episode of E's Fashion Police. So I want you to now play the old hag vulgarian Joan Rivers saying that.
"Well, the hot blonde with the Aztec ass cheeks is Heidi Klum."
"Oh.
Wow. Go Heidi.
Look at the guess who's single." "A German looked this hot was when they were pushing Jews into the ovens. It is just..."
That's funny. Isn't that funny? That's funny. How about a North Korean joke? How about a North Korean joke about eating live South Koreans? Would that go over well? See, but the Jews have no representation, so they'll take anything. How about a joke about Muslims? That didn't come out of a filthy gutter rap. That yap of hers. Self-hating Jewish vulgarian queen brings down the house. So now let me ask you, why do you think open anti-Semitism, but not anti-Muslimism, has become acceptable in liberal circles? No one's calling on that. No, I don't understand it. I have a large audience. All right, so we'll move on to the next question. I could see already it's going to be a slog now through a Friday night slog. Here's question three of the first hour. Which of my two novels is superior, Abuse of Power or A Time for War, and why? Now, this will require those of you who bought both novels to call The Savage Nation. Which of the two novels is better, Abuse of Power or A Time for War, and why? And then give me your favorite passages. And if you wish, I'll read some of them. It's that simple. So the number on the three questions is 855-407-282. We have Pinocchio Obama. He cried wolf and he lost. He got found out. Who won the showdown, Pinocchio Obama or Boehner? Give Clink. Give Clink a hand, Boehner won. Clink won. He held the fort. He stayed in his foxhole. And Pinocchio Obama did not get what he wanted for literally the first time. This is Pinocchio Obama's worst week since he's been made dictator of America. This is Pinocchio Obama's worst week in over, what, 4.5 years now? I don't know how long we've been suffering under him. It seems like forever. His worst week in office. Nobody has seen this yet. He's had a very bad week with Woodhead from the Washington Post turning on him. Next thing, if we hear Bernstein turns on him, I don't know who that is. Is he still living? I don't know if Bernstein is still around. I don't know where he is, what he's doing, where he eats, whether he eats pastrami. if Bernstein turns on him, it's all over. But Woodhead turned on him. That was bad. Then that other little twerp, Lanny Davis, the yapper. Lanny Davis, the pet mouse of the Democrat machine. Yeah, me too. I was attacked too. He threatened me. Oh, maybe I could peddle something. I'm Lanny Dave. I've been licking their boots for so long. Is Lanny Davis the Fredo of the Democrat Party? Play Fredo for me now. I need a leg.
Send Fredo off to do this. Send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart. And I want respect.
So, okay, yeah, Lanny Davis is the Fredo of the Democrat liberal machine. That's what he looks like. There are others who are tied for a third place there. So there are two questions before you. Why do you think open anti-Semitism, i.e. Jew baiting, but not anti-Muslimism, has become acceptable in liberal circles? After all, the government's not launching drones at Jews. They're launching them at Muslim terrorists. But yet you never hear a word about not a Muslim joke. So why are they attacking Jews, especially Jews? Why? Now, the answer is simple, because those kind of Jews are not really Jews. A fundamentalist Christian is more Jewish than Joan Rivers. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
History, tradition, prosperity. All things that we value in our lives. The common thread that binds us together as family. Identity Guard shares these values. That's why we work every day so that the people who trust us get the level of service and security they've come to expect from Identity Guard. We understand that your plate at times can become pretty full. Jobs, family, responsibilities. With everyone you watch out for, who's watching out for you? Identity Guard makes it easy to keep your personal information private and secure, helping to keep the information that is important to you and your family safe. We're always focused on helping to keep your identity safe to make your life just a little easier.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. This is an extremely limited offer, so you must sign up now and get your 30 days free to qualify for the shredder. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
KSFO traffic. We're going to start off in the Redwood City area, southbound 101 at Whipple. 2-car accident there that was blocking the second and third lanes from the left is now in the clearing stages. Opposite direction, though, northbound 101, slow up and down the peninsula. It starts from Redwood City to Burlingame, then sluggish again from SFO all the way into San Francisco and onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-538-6780. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-538-6780. Again, that's 800-538-6780. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-538-6780. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-538-6780.
So does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products. And that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools. All to help you reduce injuries and downtime. And keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. You get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
KSFO listeners, you need to start planning for your retirement. Why not get a head start and tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on KSFO 560 for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Tim is the principal of Monarch Retirement, talking fee-based management, insurance products, mutual funds, and a lot more topics to get you on your way to a seamless retirement. KSFO 560, Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan, every Saturday morning, 9 to 10 a.m.
Mike Huckabee. You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Bad klezmer music symbolizes the weakling Jew. It symbolizes the Woody Allen slice of Judaism, which, of course, is the only type of Jew ever allowed to be shown by the American media. Everything's a stereotype in this country. In other words, the black rapper is usually the only black that's allowed to be shown, or the black athlete. You never see a black surgeon. The Sopranos are the Italians in America. You're only allowed to see a gangster to the stereotypical mindset of the sewer pipers of Hollywood, the sewer pipers. And likewise, I'm saying to you, there's now become a fashion. I'm a person who sees trends faster than anybody. There's a trend now all of a sudden of a loosening of Jew baiting. And there's a trend of anti-Semitism coming out of Hollywood. Witness what went on at the Academy Awards. It was shocking. Shocking with the Ted joke, with the him. I don't remember his name. Forget the actor, whatever. And now we have Joan Rivers, who is unto herself a bad stereotype. Perhaps the worst ambassador in human history for a religion. Self-hating Jewish Bulgarian queen brings down the house. So I'm asking you, why do you think open anti-Semitism, meaning anti-Judaism, Jews, but not anti-Muslimism, so to speak, has become acceptable in liberal circles? So let's play Joan Drivel.
Well, the hot blonde with the Aztec ass cheeks is Heidi Klum.
Oh. Wow.
Guess who's single again?
Yeah, oh, my God.
The last time a German looked this hot was when they were pushing Jews into the ovens. And it's just...
That's funny. She could have worked, you know, before they... In Hitler's time, they would have used her to entertain the SS. The SS would have loved that one. They would have kept her alive like a Judenrat right to the end. As they were gassing children and old women, she would have been alive, the last one alive. The Gestapo would have loved her. I mean, she was the type that they kept alive right to the very end, the Judenrats, who were mainly lawyers, by the way. I don't know if you know that. One of these days, I'll give you a little real history of the Holocaust and who were the last to go into the ovens. They were the Judenrats who pushed the children and beat people up with wooden rods, beat them for the Nazis. And they were mainly the lawyers from each town. Oh, yeah, that's how it, I can't say they were Democrats, but I can tell you they were lawyers, just to give you reality. So I'm asking you some good questions here. If you're not interested, what do you want from me? I got the top hat on. I got the white cane out. It's Friday night. I'm giving you the best show I can. I gave you a new phrase, Pinocchio Obama. It went over dead. It's like Mr. Stupid out there. Like everyone who listens with a brain is, where are they? They went to the movies tonight? Is there something on television? What is it, the Arias trial? I don't tell me that Wahlbanger has a guest on that you're watching. I can't believe that. I mean, I've sliced Wahlbanger's ratings in half because it's so predictable. The Hey Abbott show is over. So people have tuned into Michael Savage, number one in male demos in New York on WABC. Now we find that I'm number one in Nashville. So, in other words, there is an audience. Where it is, I don't know tonight. I got like a medium. My call screener shows 6, 7, 8 tepid callers. Lights are on. If I don't see lights go on right away, I get a little Buddy Hackett-ish. I get a little angry at the audience. Then I get nervous. So, I mean, the lights are on. I can do this show. I can milk it out for the night and then take off for a light beer, and that'll be it. Goodbye, Fartik. Good night, and good luck. You know what I'm saying? But I want to give you a show, so there's no business like show business. And in order to have some show business, I need an audience that's semi-comatose here. You know, I don't mind comatose, but semi would be better. So I asked you already who won the showdown, Pinocchio, Obama, or Boehner? Bingo, zero. Then I played Joan Drivel. Why do you think open anti-Semitism has become acceptable? Not a call. Then I ask which of my novels is superior, Abuse of Power, A Time for War? Zero. If I get a gun caller, I think I'm going to go in the other room and stick my head into a pail of cold water. Do not call me about ammo. No ammo, no guns, no UFOs, and no such callers. I don't want to hear them. Do I have a good caller yet? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Not good. It's not hot. It's not hot. I can see the board lighting up, but not like I'm used to. I have a certain feedback mechanism in my brain. Like when I look at my Telos keypad, which I fought for the day I started radio, I said, you got to use a Telos keypad, which has lights. Each caller is lit up like a red light. It reminds me of pinball games that I played as a kid. And unless that machine is hot, the game's not good. Daytona Beach. Bob, we got a live one. Bob, you're on the Savage Nation. Which question are you replying to?
I want to talk about the whore.
Oh, okay. Joan Drivel. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. She's a whore. Her husband didn't want to stay around with her too long. He killed himself. And she gets a pass because evil lets evil get a pass, and so do the Muslims. And
why does she think that saying a joke about pushing Jews into an oven is funny? Why does she think that would be humorous? Is she senile?
Well, she's a has-been. She's an old hag. And she's
yeah, but the Queen of England loves her.
Come down the pike.
She still entertains the Queen of England. She still brings the house down. That's what they like in England. She's a self-hating Jew.
Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
KSFO traffic. We're going to start out in the South Bay in San Jose. Actually, Highway 85 northbound, the Central Expressway on-ramp. There it is, a two-car accident there, and it's now blocking the left-hand lane. As we head back up to the San Francisco area, 101 northbound at Sierra Point Parkway. Apparently, there's an accident there with a limousine that got into an accident with a motorcycle. Apparently, it's off onto the right-hand shoulder. there in the Oakland area, 880 southbound at Oak Street, the on-ramp there, a two-car accident in the third lane from the left. Also now in the Richmond area, 80 eastbound at Gilman Street, the off-ramp there. Apparently there is a van and is partially blocking a right-hand turn lane. Oakland area, 880 southbound at Oak Street, the on-ramp there, two-car accident blocking the third lane from the left. And we do have some slow traffic. This is in the South Bay from on Highway 101 from the Lawrence Expressway southbound all the way down to beyond the 880 interchange there. Also in San Jose, slow traffic, 680 southbound from the Milpitas area all the way to the 280 junction. I'm Carolyn Burns, KSFO.
Homeowners, rates continue to drop and are at all-time lows. If you refinanced your mortgage within the last 18 months, you need to call Flagship Lenders now. We may be able to get you into a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Flagship Lenders now to lock in a low fixed rate with zero points or fees. And the best part is that you may still qualify for a lower rate even if you're underwater, because we offer the hard-to-find HARP 2.0 program. Call Flagship Lenders now at 800-266-6475. That's 800-266-6475. 800-266-6475. Got Mortgage, DBA Flagship Lenders. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. California Department of Corporations Finance Lenders License Number 603-A922. NMLS Number 245420.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we believe in getting you the parts you need fast, but no shenanigans. What are shenanigans? Those annoying shipping and handling charges you get stuck with when shopping online. We think handling is for sports cars. And shipping? Well, when you spend $75 or more at AdvanceAutoParts.com, shipping is 100% free. 0% shenanigans. AdvanceAutoParts.com. See site for details.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Don't get taken for a ride on the price of your next car or truck. I'm Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro. Let me help you.
You can always get the absolute truth about everything automotive from Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro. And now, there are three ways to reach him. One, call him at 1-800-CAR-7777. Two, email him at carprousa.com. Or three, friend him on Facebook and get your questions answered that way. Just hit the link at carprousa.com.
On the next morning show, the weekend will have passed. Will we have survived sequestration? Join me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
I'll be loving you eternally.
I picked these songs during the break. Why would I pick Jerry Vail? Why would I pick Jerry Vail out of my archives? You see, you have to understand the psychology of Michael Savage. Listen, just listen. From the start, it's like heavily produced, very 50s, Jerry Lewis, Brown's Hotel. You understand what I'm saying? Overly articulated, women were crying in the audience. They were eating roast pork and garlic bread after the show up in Liberty, New York. Got a heart attack at 39. They took him to Monticello Hospital. But here we are. And Florida is the sinkhole story. That's all people want to hear about. They want me to either talk about the broad who cut the throat, shot him, and stabbed him in the back, or Florida sinkhole. And the man got sucked right to China, or wherever they go. Remember when you were a kid, you were told if you dug, you come out in China? How stupid. Wow. M. Drudge. Hey, you got to go to the Drudge Report, see what's going on. Obama pardons more drug offenders than any president in decades. Gee, let's leave that one alone. Let's the headline again. Subject: Obama pardons more drug offenders than any president in decades. Okay. That's a topic we will leave alone. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Should I talk about artisan cheese making? Would you rather I talk about that? How about artisan cheese making on a Friday night? Or something along that line. It's hard doing a show on a Friday night. Because everyone's like having a party. They're going somewhere. They brush their teeth. They put on their like their outfit for Friday night. They all pretend they're rich and famous. Why not? Why not? Why shouldn't they? People want to let go. They forget profit, gold, silver, platinum, jewelry. They put on the jewelry. They forget internet marketing strategies. They forget computers, Macintosh, intermediate Macintosh. Macintosh, it sounds like a dessert. I never had a Macintosh. I never liked it. It was reminded me of a certain, like, Halivar. Somehow Macintosh and Halivar in my mind. I never wanted a Mac. No, I went skipped right to what I'm using. Excel, introduction to PowerPoint, Intermediate Dreamweaver, I don't know these programs. How about cultural studies? California Indian Studies Certificate Program. Now I'm looking through a brochure from the local community college. It came in the mail this afternoon. I don't know. You know, I have a PhD and two master's degrees. I do respect education, but you know what these people study? International folk dance, Argentine tango, traditional Hawaiian dance. It's basically for people who are over the hill and have nothing to do looking for a date. Traditional samba. Oh, here's one. Drama, stage, and screen. Voiceovers, the big picture. That's for all of the people on government handouts here in Marin County. Financial planning, how to ask for money. Fundraising 101, that usually works. The guy's teaching that course or the woman how to ask for money. You know that if they knew how to do it, they wouldn't be teaching a course at a community college for $32 an hour. They'd be getting the money from, you know, one of my favorite shows is Channel 57, 58, CNBC. American Greed. I love that show. I love watching the scam artists because you know they're going to get caught. It's like watching military history with the Nazis. The reason I like it is you know how it ends. They all wind up with the cities burnt to the ground and they're dead. But you like seeing them in the beginning in the beautiful boss outfits with their insanity. They're all drug addicts making believe that they're cleaner than everyone else. Maniac drug addicts, sex maniacs, the Nazis. Murdering people, strangling Jewish women to death in each town they went through in Russia, the regular Russia, German troops. But, you know, on the face of it, oh, clean and better than you. And she makes a joke about the Holocaust. Hands-on mozzarella, hands-on burrata, hands-on fresh cheeses, ricotta, paneer, and mascarpone. Artisan cheese making. Look, I respect it. Hygiene and food safety and cheese making. They ought to teach that one in Spanish. You know, lava los manos. I think that sign like died in California a while ago. Lavados los manos? I don't see that anymore. It's racist to tell them to wash their hands. History. The history of the Byzantine Empire. How about the history of the Obama Empire? The history of the Obama-Byzantine-Obama Empire. Here's one new. The history of captivating Paris. Oh, that's so bourgeois. You know how many times this last 3 weeks I've heard old men in Marin County in San Francisco sitting around tables talking about the upcoming trip to France or to Italy? It's nauseating. What in the world is exciting about going to France or Italy anymore? I went when I was young. I mean, what do you go there for? You sit with a French bread and a jug of wine and you look to, you know, meet a girl in 1969. Then what? What are you going there for that you can't have here? What is there? What in the world? What, sophisticated? What is sophisticated about France? Tell me. They speak French. That's exciting. A three-year-old speaks French in France. What, because they have a certain kind of sound to it? Everyone, I don't know, all these libs, they can't wait to go to France. Oh, yes, we're going to go to France. Oh, well, they're taking the train. Oh, God. It's like seeing France in an air-conditioned Chrysler, for God's sakes. I remember when I was a kid in college, in Queens College, we used to talk about going to Europe. It was still a big deal. Big trip to Europe. Remember Kerouac's novel or essay, Big Trip to Europe, because it was still exciting. It was, believe it or not, 57, 58, 59. It was still exciting to go to Europe. It was a big trip. And so I couldn't wait to get over there. We went by troop ship. We partied all night. I told you the story of the motor vessel waterman, right? But it was exciting for a young guy in those days, to be honest with you. It really was. You know, the grammar book from college, you remembered some of the grammatical phrases, and it was really exciting. Beefsteak, you know, they say beefsteak, you know, when you ordered. You thought you were so smart to be able to order, like, in a cafeteria. I'll have the bread and the steak. Or whatever. But we used to joke with each other. Where one of my friends, I don't know where he is today. I hope he's still living. He was a nice kid, but we lost touch at age 18, which was a long time ago. His older brother tried to beat me up because I ridiculed him once because I called him. I said he looked like a panda. I had a friend who looked like a panda. There were guys. You know what I loved about my day is that people looked different. They didn't all look the same. Do you understand what I'm saying? This guy was tall and had very bushy eyebrows and very bushy hair, and he looked like a panda, so we used to call him the panda. But he had a mean SOB for a brother. Came around like from an... He worked in the garment center, a real animal, a lowlife. You know who works in the garment center, especially in those days. The worst, the lowest of that class and kin. The people the lowest in the kin and kith went into the garment center. The higher class people went into, like, medicine, law, you know, dentistry, whatever they could get into. Talk radio. This kid, brother, comes down from the garment center, mean, looked like Max Bear. He also looked like a panda, but a mad panda, like a mad, angry panda. And he threatened everyone in the crowd, you call my brother a panda again, I'll kick you. You know what I'm saying? So he never called him panda, but we never talked to him again because the reason we liked him is because he looked like a panda. Everyone had a place. There was another friend of mine who looked like a fish, like an angel fish. You ever remember those people who had skinny faces, like from the front? Shocking. From the side, they were normal. But from the front, we were talking to an angel fish. Like, where did those people go? How did everyone wind up, like, homogenized in America? There were angel fish. There were pandas. You know what I'm saying? So the panda said, he was funny in his own way. He used to try to do, like, Lenny Bruce shtick. So he used to do funny backstep jokes, and he would say, well, I want to get to Europe this summer. He said, before I'm an old man, meaning 40, and I have to see Europe in an air-conditioned Chrysler, which was funny. Because I think he got it from, like, Kerouac, seeing America, you know, like the Plymouth thing. It was funny, you know, when you're young. I'm just remembering a lot of this stuff. It was kind of, you know, very humorous to me. Is anyone caught? Yeah, the lines are jammed out. Do you remember the questions anymore? Why do you think open, naked anti-Semitism, meaning anti-Jewishism, or Jew-baiting, has become acceptable in liberal circles? Witness the Academy Awards with Ted and that actor whose name I forget, who I'll never see another one of his movies, and Joan Drivel, who now made a Holocaust joke. Not a caller on that. Zero. No, I got lots of callers on it. Which of my two novels is superior, Abuse of Power or Time for War? Not one caller tonight bought either of the books. They don't know. Tonight I got the people who don't read. And three, I used the phrase Pinocchio Obama for the first time. Lucky for you, Clarabelle's not on in the morning. He's got to wait till Monday to steal it. I almost said Hannibal. I almost called him Hannibal. Clarabelle's not on till Monday morning. It was sent to him by text message. So I'm having a good time. I hope you are. Did you get my Jerry Vale shtick? You see, I'm very subject to responding to music. My producer put together all my rock and roll music by title, by artist, and then he gave me cultural music. So it's all my music. So I was looking through what I wanted, talking about Joan Drivel, and it was Vale, Jerry Vale. Oh, here's one I want, Mr. Sandman by the Cordettes. David, can we have Mr. Sandman by the Cordettes? It'll trigger something else, some more stories. That's all I want is stories. They don't want my intelligence. They want stories. I'll tell stories. I don't care. This was sweet. This was a sweet song in my day. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Boom, 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 boom. If ever there was a drag show in the White House, this should be the theme song. Not like a joke, like a roast. Where the guy who said he also was threatened by the white... If Lenny Davis were to dress and drag for one of those shows, like a joke, this is the song I would have playing behind them. Why is that funny and you're not laughing? You see people grim in the world. They laugh at nothing. But sinkholes got you down. All right, turn it off already. Sinkholes got you down. Here's another one I want to hear. Ricky Nelson, we haven't played in a while. Where's Ricky? No, Jimi Hendrix. I don't want to get into that stupid. All right. Perry Como is also on the soft order. I got the lines jammed out now. See, I got you laughing. I'll give you the number, 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282. Fort Myers, Florida. Derek, you're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I want to acknowledge the fact that you are a father figure to me. I'm also an immigrant son. And like you, even though I'm an immigrant son, and that's a lot to be said within that statement there, including I've never been a guy who watches sports on TV. I can't do it for that amount of time. I immediately slipped into being an American and identified with the founding fathers and what they stand for.
Yeah, all right. Now we're going to start to sound like the hysteric with the Constitution. Please, don't talk about the Constitution and law. I can't take it. I don't want to hear it anymore. It's boring radio. What's on your mind?
Just a thought.
All right, I can't. You guy put me in a fog. Everything I built up just got wiped off, got wiped away. Everything I built up was just like wiped away with one like. He may as well started talking about a 357 Magnum versus a 38 Special. You know, which ballistic, how many grams of gunpowder is there in each bullet? That would have been about as interesting as that call. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. The callers are not like, I can't feel grip. All right, oh, here we go. Jackie on KSFO, we'll try her. Otherwise, I'll take no callers tonight. Jackie on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael. I hadn't heard the Joan Rivers comment until you played it, and I almost came out of my skin.
Good. So you understand how disgusting and revolting it was.
I wanted to run around to do something to stop that idiot woman.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's the correct reaction. It would be like a black so-called comedian making a joke about slavery and slaves. Who would do such a thing? Nobody. Nobody would do such a thing. Nobody's ever done that. And so for her to do it is beyond the beyond. This is beyond the ken.
What I wanted to say, I got the thought when you asked your question about why do liberal Jews, you know, laugh at stuff like that, whatever. I'm paraphrasing you, obviously.
No, it's okay. I said, why do you think open anti-Semitism has become acceptable in certain liberal circles? Okay. More or less the same question. So what's your answer?
To services, I'm Jewish, and in liberal congregations where I thought I would throw up because they're all sitting there talking about let's support the Palestinians, the poor Palestinians, that's it.
Suicide, right, suicide mission.
Themselves Jews.
Right. Everyone but the Jews, right, everyone but the Jews is their friend.
That's right. And
did you hear my line, which is that a fundamentalist Christian is more Jewish than Joan Rivers?
You're right.
A fundamentalist Christian is more Jewish than those liberal Jews that you listen to in the synagogue, in my opinion.
Go. I couldn't go anymore. I can't abide.
No, you can't go. That's right. You walk out and you never go back.
Right.
That's right. That's right. That's not Judaism, supporting the PLO, supporting Hamas. This is suicide. These are the people who went willingly into the ovens. You understand that in your guts, right, Jackie?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. You feel it in your heart. That these are the appeasing types that willingly went into the ovens. And you can't let that feeling ever enter your mind. Never.
You know,
never. Be a fighter your whole life, Jackie.
That's right.
So for Joan Rivers now suddenly to tell jokes that would have made Goebbels laugh along with the Gestapo and the SS at a party, you know, before they're gassing people, is unbelievable to me.
And there were people in the audience laughing?
Oh, of course.
Should have been throwing rocks.
Well, did you hear the laughter at the Academy Awards when they were doing the anti-Semitic joke? I bet you didn't hear that either. Did you hear that on my show Monday? I'm going to play it when I come back. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
History, tradition, prosperity. All things that we value in our lives. The common thread that binds us together as family. Identity Guard shares these values. That's why we work every day so that the people who trust us get the level of service and security they've come to expect from Identity Guard. We understand that your plate at times can become pretty full. Jobs, family, responsibilities, with everyone you watch out for, who's watching out for you? Identity Guard makes it easy to keep your personal information private and secure, helping to keep the information that is important to you and your family safe. We're always focused on helping to keep your identity safe to make your life just a little easier.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. This is an extremely limited offer, so you must sign up now and get your 30 days free to qualify for the shredder. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
KSFO traffic. We're going to start out on the South Bay. 101 southbound at McKee Road. A car hit a telephone pole. A fire is starting there. Fire crews are on the right-hand shoulder. Traffic is backed up from the Lawrence Expressway. Also, southbound 880 is slow from Tasman Drive all the way to Highway 101. And 880 northbound at Dixon Landing Road. An accident involving a car and a motorcycle. It was blocking the middle lanes, but CHP has just reopened all of those lanes. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is a public notice for those currently in the market for a refinance. For the first time in recent history, wholesale interest rates are now being made available to the general public. While interest rates have hit all-time lows, the Wall Street Journal reported that home prices in the second quarter rose from the year-ago period for the first time since 2007. These conditions have opened an unprecedented window for homeowners to take advantage of these interest rates, but only for a limited time. Borrowers can now get fixed-rate loans at the incredibly low rate of only 2.875% APR. That's a fixed-rate loan at just 2.875%. To take advantage of these wholesale rate offerings, call 800-951-1200. That's 800-951-1200. And get a fixed-rate loan at a rate of only 2.875% APR. Once again, that's 800-951-1200. 800-951-1200. Rates subject to change. All offers subject to credit approval based on $417,000 loan amount. IntelliLoan is licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS 3290.
Sunday on History, the epic original series begins. Vikings. You don't become a legend.
What does a man do?
He fights.
Without a fight.
This is not the end. It's just a beginning.
Vikings. Premieres Sunday at 10, 9 central on History.
Just in time for spring break. Get high school skinny with all natural weight loss supplements from Healthy Trim. Get half off with SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Hey, termite.
What's up?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector.
Big whoop. I've been feeding off this house for years.
I know. The owners are sick of it.
They're not going to dent the place.
Pacific Coast uses orange oil, so everyone gets to stay, except you.
This guy's cheap. See his ride?
It's less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
How about a running start?
No. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, no, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
On the next morning show, the weekend will have passed. Will we have survived sequestration? Join me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Song will always stick in my mind because my father loved it. Then he had a heart attack and then he died. horrible. I could always associate it. And he loved that song leading up to the... It's hard. Life is funny, I mean, really. Certain things stick in your mind. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. It's Friday night, so I have to entertain me, too. That's all. I'm entitled. We got political callers. Plenty of political callers, but I don't know. I'm not going to do what everyone does. Pinocchio Obama is enough for you tonight. You got that to take home. You had Malbama, which is all over the internet. Obama, all over the internet. Now you have Pinocchio Obama. It's already been circulating. Because he got caught lying. Even the respectable liberal reporters are saying, no, he lied. I saw it in the Washington Post, New York Times. Wherever you turn now, the disrespectable media like the San Francisco Chronicle and the other lesser papers that are losing $1 million a day or $1 million a week, whatever it is, they're not reporting that he's Pinocchio, that he said the world would collapse. You know, you have clip 15, play 15 for a minute. I'll cut it off in the middle, right? Play 15, just hit 15, clip 15, 15, 15.
Tens of thousands of parents will have to scramble to find child care for their kids. Hundreds of thousands of Americans will lose access to primary care and preventive care, like flu vaccinations and cancer screenings.
Somewhere between signing off on an idea and complete denial of it, there is another world.
Congress might allow a series of immediate, painful, arbitrary budget cuts to take place.
Yeah, well, okay, it didn't happen, in other words. The Republicans didn't blink. They went home. They're having a party. He lost. He had the worst week of his presidency. That's all. The sequester. They came up with a word that no one even understood what it meant. They didn't know. The average person, you think they know what sequester meant? It was like they scratched their head. They can't even use a real word about it. The sequester. Sequester. So people try to, like, put a sequester. Yeah, I kind of understand. What does it mean? Like, sequester. If we don't tax people, why do they call it sequester? What he's saying is unless you can tax people again, the world will collapse. And the Republicans said, take a walk. It's over. You finished taxing. Now cut something. That's all. Did you hear? So the other question is, I don't want to bring up should priests be allowed to marry again. That was a great show, which you missed last night. I'm sorry. We had a priest call who was brilliant. Said he sits with his feet up in his office at night after a hard day with people, with confessions and whatnot. And he listens to the Savage Nation with his shoes off, drinking a cup of coffee. And I said, why? He said, because I like to think and I like to use your statements and see if I agree with them. And a lot of them I don't. But I use you to help me think, use my mind. Because you don't get it. You're thinking when you're watching news. You're looking at a sinkhole. So all anyone wants is the sinkhole and Judy Arias. That's America today. The sinkhole, Judy Arias, sinkhole.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president. So, ultimately, if Mitch McConnell or John Boehner say, we need to go to catch a plane. I can't have Secret Service block the doorway, right?
Lonesome tonight. Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry?
Well, the president has had the worst week of his entire career. He hit a stone wall finally. He got caught lying. The respectable liberal press corps is even saying, and enough is enough. They know that he's been caught with his pants down. He lied, said that, you know, this would happen, that would happen. He did create the phrase sequester, you know. So what are you going to do? He got caught. Cried wolf. The showdown was won by, not by Pinocchio Obama, but by Boehner. This is good. Everyone said, will Boehner cave? No, cave he didn't. Boehner did not cave. That's topic one. Topic two, and to me it's a more important question than Pinocchio Obama, because that we've gotten used to over there. As we got to know him fondly, we know he's a Pinocchio. So he's going to have to retreat to a golf game soon. Why do you think open anti-Semitism or Jewish baiting has become acceptable in certain liberal circles? Now, it started with the Academy Awards bit between Ted and Wahlberg. Listen to this. Ted and Wahlberg, listen to this. Okay, I guess I have to give you the clip number. That would be clip 18. Clip 18.
Look at all this talent. All this talent in one spot. There's Daniel Day-Lewis. There's Alan Arkin. There's Joaquin Phoenix. And you know what's interesting? All those actors I just named are part Jewish.
Oh, okay.
What about you? You got a Berg on the end of your name. Are you Jewish?
Am I Jewish? No, actually, I'm Catholic.
Wrong answer. Try again.
What?
Look, you want to work in this town, or don't you? That's interesting, Mark, because I am Jewish.
No, you're not.
I am. I was born Theodore Shapiro, and I would like to donate money to Israel and continue to work in Hollywood forever. Thank you. I am Jewish.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, well, we'll see who the idiot is when they give me my private plane at the next secret synagogue meeting.
That was considered funny, right? Not funny. Stereotypes, again. Stereotypes, ugly, 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 ugly. Now it's followed up by that hag, that fright wig, Jones Revel, the worst advertisement for Jews that I know of in modern history. The worst walking advertisement of why people laugh at. Listen to what she said.
Well, the hot blonde with the Aztec ass cheeks is Heidi Klum.
Oh.
Wow.
Guess who's single again?
Yes. Oh, my God.
The last time a German looked this hot was when they were pushing Jews into the ovens. And it's just...
That's funny. If you're on crack and you would have liked to work for Hitler, that's a very funny joke. So why do you think suddenly making jokes about Jews is suddenly acceptable amongst libs? Conservatives wouldn't do that, you have to understand. And as I said in the last hour, a fundamentalist Christian is more Jewish than a liberal Jew, in my estimation, in that they believe in the Bible, they believe in God, and they support Israel. So therefore, by definition, a fundamentalist Christian is more Jewish than liberal Jews in America, who generally don't believe in God, number one, despise Israel, number two, and vote always against their own self-interest and self-survival. So the question is, why do you, and I asked it, and I got some good callers on the Savage Nation. Which of my two novels is superior, Abuse of Power or Time for War? No one called on that. I figured it's not to promote a book. It's interesting. I would have read some chapters about From the Restaurant, From the Street Scenes in North Beach, Chinatown, but no one called. I don't think anyone listening tonight reads. Tonight is not the reading crowd. Tonight is the listening and the calling crowd. Readers are not out. Where are the reading members of the Savage Nation tonight? And you think the first book was a bestseller. There must be someone listening who read both of them. Usually they do. Whatever. Okay, let's go to the first caller this hour. I'm feeling very good. I've gotten so used to this time slot. It took me a long time to get used to 6 p.m. West, 9 p.m. East. Can I tell you about that? Then I'll take callers. I'm just going to share with you because I feel like I'm through the worst part of it. When I started with this new show, which was out of nowhere, this was the biggest challenge of my entire life. I thought that my last challenge was the hardest. No, this was the hardest, but I won. I did it. There were times I didn't think I could make it. It was so hard, you have no idea. But the first month was in the dark, when the weather was darker, you know, the days were darker, and we had problems, technical and call screening. It's just the way, getting a new show off the ground, I didn't have music, I didn't have the sound. Right now, I have my flow back. You can hear it in my voice. And I'm being treated beautifully by Cumulus, and I just love the show. But the day now takes care of itself. I get up at like 6, 7, no matter when I go to sleep, 6:45, bingo. Like this morning, I woke up to foghorns. They were so loud. I'm sleeping like on the bay now, not in the water. I'm not a seagull. Near it, like near the water. And the fog came in. It was very romantic when you think about it. Very Green Hornet-esque. Very heavy foghorns, like 5:30. It was maddening after a while. The dog even was like, what's that? Can you stop it? Hey, I don't get up at this hour. He don't like going out in the dark. He's afraid of stepping into a sinkhole and winding up in Florida. So he waits for the first light to go. I'm sorry. You could say that was a bad joke. It's not personal. It's not against the religion. You know what I'm saying? It's not a religious joke. It's not like that kind of. But he won't go out. But he couldn't take the noise. Then the gulls, the seagulls, thank God they filled up on the herring row for a month they were driving me insane because the herring were laying their row in the rocks, and the gulls would feed on at low tide. I don't know where they put all the herring roe. They were like sushi mad. The seagulls are like sushi nuts. They just couldn't get enough roe. They ate for a year. Feast or famine, where are they? Like in Florida on vacation now? They filled up on herring roe. Where do they go now? For a pickle, they must go somewhere. They get a pickle to go with it. Where are you? The callers here. I know what I got to do for a living. Is this what I'm going to do now till the day I die? Till one day I'm just going to have a stroke on the microphone? That's going to be it? What else could I do with myself? Like improve myself? I have 2 master's degrees. I have a PhD. I've written all these books. I have a great radio career. What can I do with myself? Go back to college now? Get another PhD? For what? I don't know. Go to community college and learn artisan cheese making. I don't know. Maybe that is. I don't know. I don't eat dairy. I wouldn't mind. That might be. I'd like to learn how to be a baker. You know, like all these successful like CEOs who open a bakery. I admire that. They like have a second shot at life. I never met a baker I didn't like. That's a funny line, but bakers are nice people. How could you not like a baker? They always had like dough on their face. You ever been a bakery at 4:30 in the morning? I remember bringing you talk about nostalgia. The smell of bread in the morning. I remember when we were young. One last shot at the nostalgia job. It comes back to me. You'll have to put up with it as I get older. You're going to have to put up with my ailments and my memory, you know, memories of things past, because that's what it is. That's what a talk show is. If you've come to like me or listen to me, you're going to get more of this. You're going to hear me age over the years. You're going to hear me complain about knees, teeth, various. Hopefully I'll be able to complain for a good many years from now. But I am going to complain as years go on with what happens, what falls off the body. Who said this to me? The editor of Soldier of Fortune said to me, he said, aging isn't for sissies. He said that to me. All these old tough dudes, man. It's not easy. It's not easy putting up with the things that come along with time. So all the hipsters are out now, you know, out and about, running around. Why not? Why shouldn't they get drunk and fall in the gutter in the Mission District? They should enjoy themselves tonight. They haven't even gone out yet. Most of them are still working at like Yahoo. Still working in a cubicle. They haven't even left yet. They work like 17 hours a day, and they go out, 3 mojitos, whatever. What do they do that for? Well, you're young, you do this. So I was thinking back to when I was a busboy in the Catskill Mountains, earning money to, you know, work my way through college, as I did with all of the kids from my cut of life. We were all needing to make money to go to college. We weren't given the money. So we had to work like 20 hours a day in the Catskill Mountains at various jobs, usually waiter, busboy. And many of us would work, I don't want to go through the whole litany, breakfast, then snack, then lunch. Then there was a snack at 3, then there was dinner. And then after dinner, after you cleaned up, you had to come back again for the midnight dinner for the people. See, these were hardcore eaters. They came away for 2 weeks. They ate all the time. They died young, I mean, from overeating and for whatever, excessive eating. It was a nightmare. What a modern, like, view of food in those days in the Catskill Mountains. People would not believe they could stuff that amount of salt, fat, cream, dairy, butter, pickles, pickled onions into their body without dying on the spot. But there were, strangely enough, there were very few actual heart attacks. You see more people taken away in ambulances today in restaurants than you. That is something I don't understand. They ate like animals, but they ate like piggish humans, actually. But they didn't die. There were no heart attacks in, like, the Browns Hotel. So you'd work till, like, 12:31 for the midnight snack. You were dirty, stinky. But then you'd go back to your little shack room that they gave you, and you showered. Then you put on, like, your nice shirt. You put on, like, canoe or whatever horrible, stinky stuff. You went out, smoked a joint, whatever, hung around, and did a popper in the gravel. And then you went from hotel to hotel, meeting the other busboys and waiters, you know, and you were having a good time. But sometimes you'd stay up all night till you had to work in the morning. It didn't pay to go back. So you'd go to the bakery that was just opening. I'll never forget it to this day. At 5 in the morning, 4:30, they said, you want to go to the bakery? You go to the bagel bakery in, like, South Fallsburg when they were just putting the bagels out. There was, a magic to it that you never forget the rest of your life. Not working, I mean, not sleeping all night. You're young, you can do anything, right? Everyone listening to the show, I don't care what your ethnic background is, understands that story. It doesn't matter where you grew up, Mississippi. It doesn't matter what your race is. Everyone had those experiences if they were young and alive and, you know, in the moment. And if you worked hard and you had friends, it was great. What's the difference? So you were half asleep at breakfast.
Can I have another pineapple juice, please? Yes, Mr. Shapiro, sure, I'll get right.
And you'd like walk like a sleepwalker into the kitchen and pour him another pineapple juice. You wanted to pour it on his bald head. And you know that pineapple juice was very good, Danny. Can I have another one? Oh, those guys were terrible. How about the ones who you knew the breakfast service was supposed to end like at 10? And you were in there already from 7, the early till 10. Breakfast was 7 to 10. You'd get people like Joan Rivers and her ilk would come in at a minute to 10 and sit down and they would have breakfast till 11. And they would tell you jokes like you loved her there. She would sit down at a minute to 10 and then she'd smile at you and work you over like a slave. And she would think you loved her because she was smarter than everybody else, because she was so hip she came in later than everybody else. So she worked you till 11. That was the type of Joan Rivers was. There's a word for it in the vernacular of the people I come from that I cannot use on commercial radio. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, I have some great news, Americans. If you're determined to do your best and start 2013 on the right foot, first you need to go and look your best. If you have stained and yellow teeth, that could be an embarrassment, especially during job interviews or at a business meeting. And like you, thousands had tried whitening toothpaste, and they just don't make those ugly stains go away. Strips, they're messy. They're painful with sensitivity. That's why I recommend Power Swabs. It's the first tooth whitening system that lifts stains off of your teeth in 5 minutes and 6 shades whiter in 7 days. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth, veneers, bonding caps, and crowns. Call right now and receive it for 50% off the normal price. Dial 1-800-976-5403. Write it down. 1-800-976-5403. Start showing off your beautiful teeth and smiling more. Try Power Swabs risk-free today. Call 1-800-976-5403. 1-800-976-5403 for a whiter smile.
Hey, everybody. Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered carnivora. Was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician. He was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with 2 locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with 2 Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Are you a hunter, fisherman, or target sports enthusiast? If so, Templar Sports of Los Gatos, the Bay Area's newest hunting and fishing shop, is asking for your support. On Monday, March 4th, the town of Los Gatos will be holding a council meeting that could potentially impact Templar Sports business operations. If you're a supporter for the Second Amendment, a person who believes in being able to exercise your rights without undue burdens, please come out to show your support for your outdoors, target sports lifestyle. Come and support a professional, local, and customer outdoor-oriented business that serves the hunting, fishing, target sports, and law enforcement communities. Attendees should dress in business casual and be respectful to others' points of view. The meeting will be held at 110 East Main Street, Los Gatos, on Monday, March 4th at 7 p.m. That's 110 East Main Street, Los Gatos, on Monday, March 4th at 7 p.m. All Bay Area residents are welcome. Find more information about Templar Sports in Los Gatos and the meeting at TemplarSports.net. That's TemplarSports.net.
Attention homeowners, rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-715-7501. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-715-7501. That's 800-715-7501. 800-715-7501. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling, and the whole world smiles
at you. It is the Friday night edition of the Savage Nation, the last word in talk radio every day, right here on your local station. The reason I'm playing this nostalgic music is because it's a period piece tonight. I never liked Louis Prima. I didn't understand him. I never knew what the adults liked about him. I was a kid. I never understood him. Is he still living somewhere? Boca, the transfusion tree swinging in Fort Lauderdale on the nude beach? Where is he? I imagine he's sitting on the boardwalk with knobby legs somewhere at 95. I think he, looking at the nude French tourists in Fort Lauderdale Beach. That's a big deal. What a world we live in. So I don't know. Should I take a course? Cheese making, bread making. People go to these like they re-educate themselves. Marinated feta cheese. How to make marinated feta cheese? I'm looking. Came in my mail. Community education. These community colleges. Does anyone go to these courses? What do they look like? Here, conversational French. The old men looking for French girlfriends when they go there. And the worst course you could possibly take is business courses. On how to, you know, become rich. From who would teach that but someone who's poor? Who's going to teach you how to get rich in a community college? All right, photography I could see taking. Like there's something to it. With the automatic camera study, you have to take photography. You can practically not, it's almost impossible not to take a perfect picture. Your physical fitness. Feldenkrais movement. Remember when that was hot in the 80s? Feldenkrais. I never knew what they were talking about. They're always like weird guys who were teaching Feldenkrais in the Bay Area in the 80s. Like, what was that? They told you about posture, flexibility, well-being. They were usually the sickest mutts I ever met in my life. The guys who lectured you about walking in a straight manner, and they were pervs. Most of them were sickos that I met. I'm not saying every Feldenkrais teacher was a nut. By and large, they were just looking to touch women inappropriately, by the way. Yeah, put on that uniform and let me show you the proper... functioning there. Your posture's off. Let me show you how to bend. Yeah, okay, next. The Feldenkrais method for the active older adult. I don't even want to think about that one. Movement and music for the older adult, a universal language. All right, the Ulsters, and they go there and dance. Some reminds me of Communist China, some of these courses. Yoga. I'm not a yoga person. It's a big fad. I'm not into the whole yoga thing. I don't think there's anything. I meant it. Don't think I'm ignorant of it. I mean, I did write books in nutrition and health and homeopathy, herbalism. And over the years, I met every type of practitioner. In fact, I'll never forget in Fiji when I was collecting plants in 1969, I met a yoga practitioner. I still have a picture of him in my archives in black and white from the Nikon years when you used to have to use a light meter. Could you imagine? It wasn't automatic. I used to like the click of the shutter. He did a thing on the floor that was almost obscene. That's another reason I never liked yoga. It was basically to show private parts through clothing. The guy, got on his back, pulled his legs back under his shoulders,
and then talk to me like that. I mean, I didn't want to look at him. It was disgusting, to be frank with you. Who could talk to a guy like looking? I mean, like, please, sir, drop a cloak over that man's body. So he was an interesting guy because he said to me, as you get older, you're this and that. He said, don't drink alcohol because it increases your appetite. You'll gain weight. He was right. That was the whole object. It relaxed you. He didn't understand that. He probably died at 47, this guy. A lot of them did. They never see. This is the trick about all of these health fanatics. Is that you think they all live long? If you could do a retrospective study of all the people lectured you over your life about yoga and homeopathy and herbalology, how many of them are still living? Where are they today? They're not even around anymore. They looked emaciated. It's like the fanatic runners all dropped dead of heart attacks. Moderation, my friends. Moderation, especially moderation. Be extremely moderate in your moderation. In other words, get wild once in a while. It's good for you.
Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646.
KSFO traffic. We're going to start out in the Berkeley area on 80 eastbound at the Gilman Street off-ramp there. This is a three-car accident. One car was facing the wrong way in the second lane from the left. Right now, apparently, the two left lanes are still blocked. You'll see traffic there is backed up all the way to the maze. In the opposite direction, westbound 80, looks like a backup there is from Ashby and a little backup at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Once you get onto the upper deck of the Bay Bridge, though, is pretty smooth once you get into San Francisco. We still have some problems in the Hayward area. Northbound 880 at West A Street there. It's a two-car accident blocking that left-hand lane. Traffic there is blocked up all the way from Fremont, and still some traffic in South Bay. We had an accident at 101 and McKee Road there. Looks like 101 is backed up from Sunnyvale. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk, AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed it talk. We pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
They say every car on the road is a used car, which means every car at the curb or in the garage is an unused car, and a lot of times it's an unwanted car, too. If you have one of those, then why not donate it to the Cancer Fund of America? Just call 800-321-3023, where live operators are available 7 days a week. We'll pick up your car, running or not in most cases, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. Of course, you're eligible for a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your car is going to help support the Cancer Fund. All you have to do is call that phone number, 800-321-3023, to set the wheels in motion, literally. We take cars, trucks, vans, boats, RVs. Listen, if it used to carry you around and it doesn't need oats, call the number, 800-321-3023. The Cancer Fund of America needs you, and there are thousands of people who need the Cancer Fund of America. So call today, 800-321-3023. Thanks.
How's your New Year's exercise program going?
Are you keeping your fitness resolution with an exercise DVD on your living room carpet? How does your carpet look? Can you see what winter has done to your carpet? Do you know what creepy things are living in those fibers? So how do you extract those dust mites and the winter grime from your home? It's time for the fresh, clean smell of spring. Now, traditionally, this may have taken soap and chemicals to be effective, but now there's a way to sanitize and clean your carpet without soap or harmful chemicals. The professionals at Zero Res use empowered alkaline water. It's green, your carpets will feel soft, smell fresh, and look bright again. Get the winter crud out of your house with Zero Res. Everyone says use Zero Res. Call today and get 3 rooms spa treated and sanitized for $119. Call 877-321-0739 or book online at ZeroBayArea.com. Everyone says use Zero Res.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we believe in getting you the parts you need fast, but no shenanigans. What are shenanigans? Those annoying shipping and handling charges you get stuck with when shopping online. We think handling is for sports cars. And shipping? Well, when you spend $75 or more at AdvanceAutoParts.com, shipping is 100% free. 0% shenanigans. AdvanceAutoParts.com. See site for details.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Oh, it's horrible. I can't read the news. Oh, welcome to the Savage Nation. Friday, March 1st, 2013. Can you believe it? Can you believe you live this long? You got to admit, I give you a show for your money. I don't come in here and just joke around. I mean, you get a show for your money. You get created phrases that I make up. I get news stories. I give you a nostalgia. I give you great music. You get a show out of Michael Savage. You get a show. You're getting a good one tonight. I know you love it. I can feel it now. So here are the headlines of the Old York Times. Boehner halts talks on cuts. GOP cheers. Leader's harder stance on taxes back. In other words, Obama lost in the showdown. Pinocchio Obama lost. As Pope departs, discord remains at Vatican. Ooh. Anything they could do to smear Catholics. That's front page. Anything they could do to put down the church. The psycho libs at the Old York Times. U.S. asks justices to reject the ban on gay marriage. Bored. Not interested. Fighting shortages, Syrian civilians take reins in rebel areas. Oh, so we're supposed to cheer the rebels who, as you well know, are going to be Al-Qaeda all over again. And dumb Rubio is already sending them body armor and weapons. He already joined Obama. Dumbbell. I call him Novus Rubio. Where'd this guy come from? Reminds me of like an ice cream salesman. They got off the street of Miami. And they, you remember the movie where they took the gardener and they made him into a president with Peter Sellers? That's what Rubio reminds me of. Like the guy was selling ice cream on the streets of Miami, and he said, you want to run for something? I don't know what you're running. I've been running from the law all my life. No, no, we don't mean that. I'm not saying he was. But the thing is, this guy is too green for that job. What is he talking? He's backing the rebels. Who told him to back the rebels? Does he even know who they are? Why is he backing the rebels? Assad is a mass murderer, yes. But take a look at the other side. That's the side that we should be on now? I'm reacting. So the next paper here on the Savage Nation. This is the time I do newspapers. The San Francisco Chronicle, sad, used to be a decent paper. Used to be a B- as a newspaper when I moved here in 74, 75. It's become like a fail, an F. It's the F of newspapers. What's this? What's the headline? Record dry start and stay. They're starting away with the panic. This is their headline. Not North Korea set off bombs. They show a transvestite who was a basketball player. She's the feature of the, not a returning war veteran, not a brilliant brain surgeon. This is the featured character in the Chronicle. Like a 6'5" transvestite basketball player. Can you believe this? This is the front page of a former decent city newspaper. Record dry start in state this year. Below normal snowpack heightens water worries. Every year, water worries.
so that the gangsters in the water business could jack up the rates. Even if they have a flood, they tell you there's a shortage of water. Just take a look at the water department. Go watch that old movie where they cut the guy's nose off. What was that movie? Watertown, Waterburg? Who knows the movie I'm talking about? It's set in L.A. with the water. It's all about water. It was done by that pervert director, who's a very good director, with a 14-year-old girl. Chinatown, Jack Nicholson, where they cut the nose off because he's snooping. Record dry state and starting state this year. Ooh, we're running out of water now. They don't know what to scare you with. The good sequester didn't scare you enough, so now it's sinkholes. Now we're going to run out of water now. Now, this thing about South Africa, it's a horrible story. Police allegedly cuffed man to van dragging him to death in South Africa. So right away, the implication is South Africa and the man being dragged is black. So you think black guy was dragged to death by white policemen. So you have to read the story to find out that it was in an area of Johannesburg. It was horrible, by the way. Either way, black police drag a black man to death, right? But you don't know that. Five Tibetans arrested, accused of inciting self-immolations, China. What's with Tibet? Why are liberals into, like, Free Tibet? The Goebbels guy in Hollywood. What's his name? Richard Goebbels? Richard Goebbels. Not Goebbels. Not G-O-E-B-E-B-E-L-S. Richard Goebbels. Oh, Richard Gere. Richard Gere. I cross-checked his name. Richard Gere, Richard Goebbels, same thing. He was a Tibetan. The libs, like, are obsessed with Tibet. Why? What's their business, what's going on with Tibet and China? Why is that their cause? Free Tibet. From what? What was that an issue for with them? Yes, we know the Chinese communists took over Tibet and were brutal and wiped out an indigenous religion. There is still Tibetan Buddhism. They still let them practice it. They still got the big pipes. Tourists still go there. The Chinese see Tibet as a province of China, even though it isn't. It's a separate culture. I understand that. But why is that Richard Gere's problem? We have a bigger problem in America with the boll weevil of liberalism that sucked the life out of the country. The cesspool of Hollywood, the sewer pipe of Hollywood that sucked the culture to death, destroyed it. Destroyed it. The violence that's pervaded by Harvey Weinstein's movies. The violence and pornography by Tarantino. That should be Richard Goebbels' problem, not Tibet. That's the danger to the rest of... Right or not? All right, I'd said enough. Lenny Bruce's father? What? David on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. It's an interesting call on the face of it. What is this call about, David?
Well, first of all, I heard you mention his name. But before I tell you that, and I'll tell you in a minute, I never listened to you up until about a month ago. And, man, you are good. You really put it the way it should be, honest. It's a pleasure to listen to somebody.
Well, that is a compliment coming from you, especially with what you're about to tell the audience, which is a shocker.
Well, my mother and Lenny Bruce's father were twins.
Unbelievable. That is astonishing. So you got a little bit of the gene?
I guess a little bit. When he was really young, even though he lived with my family, I didn't see a lot of him. But when he started entertaining and was at the Den and the Duane and the Blue Angel, I had been in the Army and I went to see him, and he was awesome. I mean, what a waste. What a shame what happened to him.
Yeah, that needle, that drug addiction killed him. I mean, in fact, I remember the last years of his life, there was a movie made, a documentary, where all he was talking about was his legal case, and the audience would start walking out. He got all hung up on the legal. Remember that?
He became obsessive with it to the point where nothing
It was
else...
not funny. It was not funny. It's like certain people in talk radio now, they're talking about, all they do is talk about the Constitution and the Founding Fathers. It's almost the same obsession.
And do you know he was never found guilty? He was never found guilty with all of it in the end.
Well, I remember being in college where Lenny Bruce was really hitting it big. We loved his album covers. He would pose in a cemetery, remember? Those early LPs of Lenny Bruce, he really kept us going. And you want to hear something funny, David? I remember coming home from college. My father was a very, very staid, you know, hardworking guy. Didn't laugh much. His life was pretty grim. So I would play Lenny Bruce, the LP, for myself and friends, like on a Friday night after whatever. And my father would listen to him from the other room, and I would see him laughing. He'd come and say, "Who is that guy? He's funny," which I thought was shocking. You know what I'm saying? Because he was so cool. How could my father like him?
He was the first. He was. He started it. He said things that were amazing, that were true, and it's such a waste what happened to him in the end.
Oh, to die like that on a toilet bowl with a needle in his arm. Was he killed by the police, or did he do it himself?
Say that again.
Was he killed by the police, or did he do it himself?
No. He overdosed.
All right. No, that's what I thought, but I wanted to clear the air because there's always conspiracy. In his early days were his best days when he was still a comedian. He was as sharp as a tack. Remember, he would do those things about the Pope and religion. Remember, he did Religion Incorporated? That was hilarious.
Yep, and I remember when I first went to see his shows and he introduced me to his wife, and I had no idea what she did. And it was great seeing him. He was really cool to me, even though we weren't close when we were young. But he really was.
So you're not in the entertainment business, are you, David?
No, not at all. We run a charity at one of the hospitals in New Jersey for children with cancer. We've been doing it.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, you know what, David? You say that Lenny Bruce's father and your mother were twins, which is astonishing. I assume your mom has passed away?
Yes, she has.
How old was she when she?
And so is his father. My mother.
How old was your mother when she passed away?
How old was she, Al? 82? Yeah.
How old?
79.
That's young. My mother died at 88. She ate all wrong, my mother. Everything she ate was wrong. She used to offend me. I was studying for my PhD in nutrition. I'd come over and tell her to eat fish and eat vegetables. She was making this heavy, like, boiled beef, I mean, with fat falling off it, like flunking. I couldn't believe it. She lived to 88. She outlived half the vegetarians in California.
My father would eat sour cream and potatoes with bread. Everything had to be with bread. Everything.
Oh, I'm a bread nut. What is this anger towards bread? What do they want from poor wheat today? David, so let me ask you this. You stumbled on the Savage Nation on ABC just by accident, or someone said you got to listen to this guy?
No, it was really by accident. I'm friendly with Don Imus, and I always listen to the station. I've been listening to Sean Hennessy and
yeah, he is like Hennessy. Sounds like he's on it.
And they're great, but they repeat everything.
I don't want to put anyone down. I mean, the thing is like a lot of them are repetitive. I get it. But with me, you see what I do tonight, right? You see how many different areas I've gone into tonight.
Yeah, and also you're entertaining, and it's not boring. It's not repetition, and it's really it's what we need. We got to hear these things. We got to be able to.
That's right. In other words, I have a political message, which is pretty obvious. But if I only hammer that, the audience diminishes, repetitively smaller.
Right.
So unless you have the comedic gene and you can really get into the fun of life and the fun of the absurdity, really, of all the things I see in memory lane, then you work in your politics, so it's like a Pied Piper job, right?
Yep.
Well, this is great. I'll tell you what I want to do, two things. David, first, I'm going to send you a copy of my new novel, A Time for War. Secondly, stay on the line because Neil's going to get your email address. I want to make a contribution to your charity. I have a soft spot for children, particularly with cancer. They're for completely forgotten. It's a heartbreak, a killer, just a killer. You go to a cancer ward and you see children suffering for no reason. It's very easy to believe in God, you know. You know what I'm saying? You see the evil in the world, the happy, yachts. But the children, who they hurt? You have to start to believe in karma. That's why they got cancer at 2. Why did they get cancer at 2? Why do they suffer? Who did this? Why? What did God do that to them for? So I don't have an answer for that. So then you get into the whole Buddhist thing and the Hindu thing, karma, they did something in another life. I don't believe it, personally. I think it's just the luck of the, you know, it's like the throw of the dice, the genetic dice and exposure. Genetic dice plus mother's exposure. Period. That's all there is. Stop with the karma. You know, you can't go into, oh, you committed something 9 millennia ago. He was a sod in another world. That poor little kid dying in the hospital, crying and suffering a rack with pain. I don't believe it. In that sense, I'm a pragmatist. I'm a realist. I'm a Russian realist in that regard. You know what I'm saying? Just the genetic dice. Mom maybe exposed to like a carpet cleaner. God knows what. The things in the environment in your house. I've been fanatic on that since my children were babies. No carpet cleaner. You know the war, like all these things they have in the house now, how many chemicals are floating around? Like these air refresheners. Hang one in your child's crib. Hang one in the toilet. Have you wiped the sink down? Have you wiped your child's hands down after they've wiped their nose? Wipe the child's hand. Run over with something with chlorine on it. Use Clorox with a spray on it. Wipe your child's eyes down. Do you know how many different chemicals you are exposing that baby to? You got to watch out for these things. Common sense is gone. Crawling around in a rug with toxic chemicals coming out of the carpet fiber. It does pass through the skin. I mean, the skin barrier is pretty easy to penetrate. Okay, you got the picture. Common sense has gone out the window. That's why I brought up, oh, my God, look at that. Joan Rivers. It's not funny. That's not fun. Play the Joan Rivers piece again so they'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, the hot blonde with the Aztec ass cheeks is Heidi Klum.
Oh.
Wow. Go Heidi.
Guess who's single again?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Here it comes.
The last time a German looked this hot was when they were pushing Jews into the ovens. It is just...
So my question tonight was, why do you think open anti-Semitism has become acceptable in liberal circles? Because, you know, conservatives wouldn't laugh at that joke. It's not funny. You understand it would be like a black so-called comedian making a joke about slavery. Nobody would do that. Even the most despicable black comedian would not make a joke along those lines. It wouldn't happen. Why could she do it? Why? And why are they laughing? That's what I asked you. No answer yet. Then I said to you, which of my two novels is superior, Abuse of Power or Time for War? Self-serving, yes, but it's a good question. And I'm going to come back to all of these the minute I come back on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
History, tradition, prosperity. All things that we value in our lives. The common thread that binds us together as family. Identity Guard shares these values. That's why we work every day so that the people who trust us get the level of service and security they've come to expect from Identity Guard. We understand that your plate at times can become pretty full. Jobs, family, responsibilities. With everyone you watch out for, who's watching out for you? Identity Guard makes it easy to keep your personal information private and secure, helping to keep the information that is important to you and your family safe. We're always focused on helping to keep your identity safe to make your life just a little easier.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. This is an extremely limited offer, so you must sign up now and get your 30 days free to qualify for the shredder. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-467-8616. That's 1-800-467-8616. 1-800-467-8616.
Brian Sussman here, and I have good news. KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe. That's a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. You heard me right, friends. One day. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded in the shower from someone turning on the washing machine, the dishwasher, flushing a toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs, and their rates are extremely competitive. Now here's the really good news. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential standard water heater that's a $1,200 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682. On the web, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
When was the last time you heard this about a guy on the radio?
There's a lot of money programs and a lot of people. Your advice is excellent. The advice you're giving is practical.
He's live. He's unscripted. He's unrehearsed. He's Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor.
Your comments are the reason why I do this show.
Greg's not trying to sell you a book. He's trying to help you navigate your money.
With all this financial regulation, the little guy's getting screwed.
It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell, every Saturday from noon until 2 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Since the dawn of time, three tools have shaped human history. Fire, big sharp rocks, and iHeartRadio.
And while fire and big sharp rocks are nice, only iHeartRadio allows you to stay connected with over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country. Let's see a rock do that.
The dawn of a new era.
Experience the life-altering iHeartRadio app completely free.
I give you the future.
Online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar. I'm excited to tell you about a revolutionary program that's turning the industry on its head. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
It's been a great week, I gotta tell you. What a week it's been. They scared us to death. The world was gonna come to an end. Remember? Big Sis? Big Sis came out this week. Well, unless the girls and I get an increase in our revenue, you know, we're dumping illegal aliens on the street, but we can't guarantee your safety. You know what I mean? We're gonna let them, the hordes pour over the border, all those people that you fear. That was Tuesday. Now she came back. Big Sis, I wasn't trying to scare you. Every schmuck in the administration, LaHood, transportation secretary, another genius they dug up somewhere, LaHood said, I think highways would crash or highways would become sucked into a sinkhole and wind up in Florida unless you passed another tax. Every one of them was marched out. So it's a big week. This is a big week. What you watched was the worst week in Obama's presidency. I'm telling you what happened this week. He lost in the showdown. He didn't blink. He lost. They walked out on him. I never thought Boehner would stand up to him. Never. And that's all there is to it. That's why it's a good week. Gavin on WABC, where Michael Savage reigns amongst men. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mike, my favorite polemicist. Anyway, basically the reason why...
I didn't catch that. Was that a put-up or a put-down? Your favorite polemicist?
Yeah.
Okay, not bad. I understand the two-edged sword. Go on.
And, basically the decent side. Basically, you have the Joan Rivers, and you have Larry David, and you have all these, also the women's, the liberal women's movement and everything. Women are not, you know, she basically is a potty mouth. Women aren't ladylike anymore.
You're like a manic off your meds tonight. What are you saying? You sound like a guy who didn't take his lithium.
Basically, what happened, I'm trying to say is that, society basically is like they have Sarah Silverman.
All right. What you're doing is you're trying to imitate me with the shtick, but you're not making sense. Very sad. He was trying to like do me, like a combo of me. It's okay. I love him anyway. What can you do? 1-855-407-282. Visit me online at michaelsavage.com every morning, every evening, every night. Oh, the stories are awesome. Awesome. So tonight at midnight, ooh. Sequestration. Ooh, does anyone know what it means? Does anyone know what the word means? Let's see. Public rent assistance, farm loans, after-school programs, and commercial fishing. Oh, that's okay. And they're cutting out the Blue Angels just to punish everyone who loves the Air Force and the Blue Angels. That's what Pinocchio Obama did. He canceled the Blue Angels just to punish you. Wonderful president, very uniting.
So let's take away the Blue Angels from all those crackers who love it. We hate them. You know the reason he hates the Blue Angels is because he can't be one of them. They actually have to do something. See, a Blue Angel doesn't use a teleprompter. A Blue Angel didn't use a staple gun to put up Karl Marx pictures. A Blue Angel didn't study Alinsky. A Blue Angel had to study, actually had to fly an airplane. This is the kind of president you elected. Let's punish the crackers in America and everyone else who loves the Blue Angels. Let's cancel it. That's what he did today. Cancel that. No, don't cancel Panetta's and the Newts, their flights and G5s. They bought two G5s, cost $65 million a year minimum. That's out the door without a radio and heater. A G5 is 65 mil without a radio and heater, meaning without the encryption. The encryption could be another $25 million. They needed it to fly from Maryland to Delaware on the weekend. They needed a G5. Or Holden needed it to fly up to New York to go to Katz's for a pickle. He couldn't fly in the Citation that they had. It wasn't expensive enough. It's only a $20 million aircraft. But that...
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I see that Mitt and Ann Romney are giving an interview to Meatball Jr. on Fox News this Sunday. Now, I call Chris, whatever his name is, Chris Walachinsky, Meatball Jr., because his father, Mike Walachinsky, was very famous for throwing meatloaf at a cop who tried to give him a ticket when he stopped to do a takeout meatloaf. May he rest in peace. And the son, I don't think the meatloaf falls far from the tray. That is why Mitt and Ann Romney will go on Meat Loaf Jr.'s show. That's why they're still doing what they did. It's embarrassing to listen to Mitt and Ann Romney, and I'll tell you why it's embarrassing. Well, listen to this on The Savage Nation, clip one.
It's an adjustment. It is an adjustment, but it's one that I think we did well. It's interesting. In our church, we're used to serving, and, you know, you can be in a very high position, but you recognize you're serving, and then all of a sudden you're released, and you're nobody. And we're used to that. It's like we came and stepped forward to serve. And
to serve.
You know, the other part of it was an amazing thing, and it was really quite a lot
serve
of energy
who, but your
and
own ego.
Passion and a lot of people around us, and all of a sudden it was nothing. But the good news is, fortunately,
so
we like each other.
It's different. But it's like
riding
on a roller coaster. We were on a roller coaster, exciting, thrilling, ups and downs, but the ride ends, and then you get off. And it's not like, oh, can't we be on a roller coaster the rest of our life? It's like, no, that ride's over.
Thank God he lost. I tell you the truth. At least with Obama, we know we have a Marxist. With Mitt Romney, you would have had one anyway. This is amazing to me. Not one word out of Mitt and Ann Romney's mouth about policies that they would have enacted had they won the presidency, why they think they lost the election, just about them, egomaniacs, like all of them. It's the Savage Nation. I can make it open mic to Mike, 855-400-7282. You know, every night I have to put on a top hat and a cane and get up and dance for you. I don't know if I want to dance tonight. Now you got Mitt and Ann Romney going to do a show with Meatball Jr. on Sunday, and it's about them and the roller coaster, not why they lost, what did they do wrong, what would they do again, what did they stand for, what did they hate the most about Obama's policy. Nothing. Meatloaf Jr. on Fox News, that's the interview, about how they feel, how Ann feels now, the pocketbook carrier. That was really helpful during the debates, during the campaign, when Ann got up and she said that he's a great husband, he carries my pocketbook and he does the laundry. That really helped, you know, that at least drew in another 20 million women who wanted a real pocketbook carrier to lead America. Just what America wanted, a guy who does the laundry at night. The reason that America is sex obsessed, it dawned on me today, is because it's one of the last areas that the government has not bothered you in to a great extent. And there's a reason for that. One of the reasons they're getting away with thievery and murder is because they've given you the imprisonment of sexual freedom. What people don't realize is that this whole concept of sexual freedom is really a way to enslave you and to distract you from the thievery and chicanery and the loss of your real freedoms. But that's too complicated for most people to think is true, especially if they're younger, where driven only by their impulses. They're not thinking about anything else. And they figure if they're free to chase a skirt, they're really free. But it isn't. That's what Orwell was trying to warn us when he said, the more I hear people screaming, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, the louder I hear the chains rattling. But that's really not here. I'm not here to, like, moralize to you. You want to chase skirts, your business. You want to run around like a donkey in heat, that's your business. But the fact is that the reason the government has said we're not in your bedroom, you can do anything you want with anybody, why not do it in the road, is so that they can rob the country blind and steal your very freedoms themselves. That's how I've seen it come down over the last 30 years. What do we learn here on the Savage Nation every day? Do we learn about borders, language, and culture? And what does the White House teach you? No borders, no language, no culture. Which is that China has been given top secret weapons technology by NASA, and the investigation of this leak of top secret weapons technology by our own NASA Ames Research Center is being blocked by Obama's Justice Department over the last 3 years. A four-year FBI investigation into the transfer of classified weapons technology to China and other countries from NASA's Ames Research Center is being stonewalled by government officials, sources tell Fox News. Documents obtained by Fox News, which summarize these and other allegations, and were given to congressional sources by a whistleblower, described how a secret grand jury was to be convened in February of 11 to hear testimony from informants in the case, including a senior NASA engineer. But here's where it gets interesting. But the federal prosecutor was suddenly removed from the case, which was then transferred from one office in the Northern District of California, Nancy Pelosi's backyard, Barbara Boxer's backyard, to another district where, according to the documents, this case of top secret spying appears to be stalled. The information is staggering, the whistleblower told Fox News. The leak of highly sensitive information relating to missile defense systems was sent in whole to China by workers at NASA Ames Center. And they name names. They name names. Would you like to hear the names of our superb intelligence agencies in this country and what they're doing and what they stole from us? Would you like to hear what they are stealing from us right under our noses with a little help from their friends in the highest of places? Well, I'll tell you more about it here on the Savage Nation. I will give you the names of the people at the Ames Center who allegedly shared the Moon Lander project and the missile defense technology with people from countries including China, South Korea, and Saudi Arabia. The names are here. This document also charges that the Department of Homeland Security intercepted. Well, shall I go into more of this? I will. What does it have to do with you? Well, I guess it has everything to do with you if you're sane and you're functional, but I'll go on with this story. And let me tell you something else about China. I just got an email from an agent who will remain unnamed, a book agent, a top literary agent, who just learned from me that a man's novel called A Time for War, someone wrote a book called A Time for War, where he implies in a fictional book that the United States is under secret attack by China. This fiction book has been sabotaged from the top down, marketing campaigns derailed, ad campaigns that were taken to be on the top of major websites were derailed. One thing after another has been put in the way of A Time for War. This agent just wrote me and he said, this is really amazing. From the government to mainstream media, there is a petrifying fear of China and potential loss of their hypothetical business. It reminds me of a conversation, said the agent, I had with a top Hollywood executive who said to me they wouldn't produce any films that were anti-China because of fear of being blackballed in their market, basically letting the Chinese government censor our movies in this country. He said there really should be a way to galvanize conservative media behind A Time for War as the only book willing to take on China. I said, good luck with the quislings in the conservative media. But let me go back to this story about NASA. Shall I go into it or are you not interested in it? No weakness, no pain, no mercy. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's begin in Texas on KLIF. John, you're the first up tonight on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thanks for taking my call. This is another case of what George Santayana said, those who do not know the past are condemned to repeat it. This same type of thing happened from 1917 on with the United States and Wall Street and the Soviet Union. And it was documented by a guy named Anthony Sutton at the Hoover Institute, who wrote a three-volume book called Western Technology and Soviet Economic Development. And he wrote another one that was more geared towards the layman called Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution and the Best Enemy Money Can Buy. We literally, from the birth of the Bolshevik Revolution on, giving the Soviets money, Ford building tractor plant.
But we're not dealing with the Soviets right now. We're dealing with China, which has amazingly powerful operatives from our own government blocking an investigation of the transfer of top secret technology to China by people who work in NASA. This is shocking, John, is it not?
Oh, yes, it is. But I'm saying it's happened in the past.
Well, let me give you some names. The sources allege that AIM Center Director Simon Pete Warden and Will Marshall, a British citizen, shared the Moonlander project and the missile defense technology with individuals from foreign countries, including China. Quote, Will Marshall, in particular, had demonstrated far too great an interest in locating U.S. spy satellites, giving interviews to Chinese and American newspapers on curtailing U.S. space security, reads a document that was purportedly given to the FBI. Yet no investigation has gone forward. It's being blocked by the U.S. Justice Department. Does that not send off alarm bells across America?
Oh, it should.
It should?
But it's not going to.
But the investigation is being blocked by the U.S. Justice Department. Now, my novel, A Time for War, is about China already being at war with us, first taking over the currency and then taking over the military through various and sundry technologies. How in the world can people not understand that the reason they haven't seen any ads for this book, even though major campaigns were paid for, is because they were sabotaged by various and sundry websites and other assets in this country for fear of the China lobby? John, this is a major league story. And let me tell you something else, John, and everyone else listening to The Savage Nation. I have not talked about my book all week. I figured you buy it, you don't buy it, you don't buy it. But when I see the news, coincidentally, talking about China penetrating NASA Ames, and I see that ads that were purchased by my publisher were subverted, knocked off websites. The original ad said, is China already at war with us? They changed the advertising for the book from is China already at war with us to a novel about terrorism. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you understand what's going on? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-503-9491. That's 1-800-503-9491. Try Seroderm risk-free. Call 1-800-503-9491. That's 1-800-503-9491.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. He took all the money he had, and in less than 8 months, the worst eight trading months in the history of the stock market, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD that helps take the mystery out of the market, breaks down the trades and trends you need to know about, and shows you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular, hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you, too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-309-1118 and claim your free copy. Call 1-800-309-1118. That's 1-800-309-1118. Stock trading involves substantial risk.
Attention homeowners, rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-715-7501. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-715-7501. That's 800-715-7501. 800-715-7501. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
Where liberalism is a mental disorder. The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We're playing a little communist Chinese youth music. You may as well get used to it. It may become the new national anthem of America's National Education Association if we don't stop the boll weevils, the enemies within this country who are doing everything they can to turn us into a subjugate of the Chinese national anthem. What did they steal? You think I'm making this up? You think it doesn't affect you? The accusations in this report that the FBI has been looking into this for 4 years governs the following. There was the original rocket engines developed for the Pentagon Missile Defense Kinetic Kill Vehicle Program for a moon lander prototype that ultimately became NASA's Lunar Atmosphere and Dust Environment Explorer that was shared with China. The robotic moon orbiter is set to launch on August 12, 2013. Information on guidance and terrain mapping systems from the Tomahawk cruise missile and a radar from the F-35 were also shared by these individuals from the Ames Center, according to one report in Aviation Week. A congressional source told Fox News, quote, "When I mentioned the technology that was compromised to the Armed Services Committee, their jaws just dropped. Tell that to Dianne Feinstein. She's the chairman. She's interested in seizing your guns, not in seizing weapons sharing with China." It goes on. The document claims that foreign nationals under the direction of Simon Pete Warden were, since 2006, brought in to work on spaceflight projects at Ames without the proper export control licenses. Further, the document claims they were planning to share technology with the Chinese and other countries through the International Space University. The document also charges that the Department of Homeland Security intercepted Mr. Marshall at SFO at the airport and confiscated his NASA-issued computer, suggesting it contained sensitive information. Foreign nationals had access to technology and even brought foreign visitors in to see it. Three left the country and talked about the technology, congressional sources told Fox News. The case was referred to the U.S. attorney and buried by the Department of Justice under Obama. Okay. Where did the title for my book, A Time for War, come from, and why is it about China? The original ads read this way, Is China Already at War with Us? That ad was supposed to have appeared on top of my book ad. The day it was launched, the ad never appeared. The ad was knocked off the website. It appeared Sunday of that week in the middle of the night with a different title. It no longer said, Is China Already at War with Us? It said, A Book About Terrorism. Okay? To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. A time for war and a time for peace. Yes, I got it from Ecclesiastes. Some of my favorite books that I've ever read, some of the most phenomenally powerful books I've ever read, had phrases like this that came from the Bible. I can name a few. Can you? Can you name some of the big books of the last century who took their inspiration and their titles from the Bible? Shall I give you a hint? Let's start here in the Bay Area, John Steinbeck's remarkable novel, The Winter of Our Discontent. That came from Shakespeare, did it not? Well, who can name a title that was taken directly from the Bible? Hemingway used a few of them, and I've used one called A Time for War, because I know what's going on. I know exactly what's going on. Some of us were born with the ability to see. Some of us were born with the ability to speak, while most of us were born blind, deaf, and dumb. We think we are free because we can buy shoes. We think we are free because we can choose colors for a new car. We think that we can see because we can buy a new suit of clothing. We think that we can see because we can watch the Academy Awards. We think that we can see because we can watch television. We think we can see because we watch movies. But these are the blind being led by the blind. WABC in New York, John, this is very serious stuff. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
This is a game with them. It's almost like a cat and mouse game with them. And like you said, this is treason by these people.
Well, okay, but there's nothing new in that, John. The thing is this. Back in the 1950s, there was a couple named the Rosenbergs. Do you remember their name at all?
Of course I do. The Rosenbergs, yeah, with the atom bomb.
The Rosenbergs stole atomic bomb secrets and sent it through Mrs. Rosenberg's brother, who was a communist. They were all communists, to friends in the Soviet Union. And through the Rosenbergs, the Russians got the atomic bomb. The Rosenbergs were given the electric chair. When will the morons in this country wake up to what is going on right in front of their eyes?
Savage.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Las Vegas police say a video camera on a taxi dashboard captured a black Range Rover and a Maserati weaving around each other during a shooting that killed Oakland rapper Kenny Cherry and two other people. Police report released after this week's arrest of Amar Harris in L.A. doesn't say exactly what sparked the car-to-car shooting. Cherry was driving the Maserati when it slammed into the taxi, killing its driver and passenger. KSFO KSFO traffic, an accident in the East Bay, 80 eastbound at Hoffman. Two-car accident there on the right-hand shoulder. Traffic backed up all the way as you come off the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. KSFO weather becoming partly cloudy overnight. Fog moving back in. Lows in the 40s and the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, unseasonably warm. A chance of rain in the evening. Highs in the 60s to the mid-70s. Right now in San Francisco, 61 degrees under clear skies. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires two-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Hey folks, breaking news. The U.S. Mint has been hit by another silver shortage. In December, the Mint ran out of silver American Eagles. Then after record sales on January 15th, it ran out again. Last time the Mint ran out, the silver price jumped from $34 an ounce to $49, up 40%. Signs are everywhere. Reports tell us a silver shortage has also struck Apple, causing production delays of the new iMac. It's time to own silver. Call 1-800-260-4461 to take advantage of Lear Capital's Silver Investor Special. For a limited time, receive up to a $250 cash bonus on qualifying purchases. Don't wait. Call now and also receive Lear's latest booklet, Silver, Today's Best Kept Secret. See why the silver price could jump 40%. And don't forget, you can own silver in an IRA to help manage risk and build wealth. Call now, 1-800-260-4461. The report is free, but the $250 offer is limited. Call 1-800-260-4461. That's 800-260-4461.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we believe in getting you the parts you need fast, with no shenanigans. What are shenanigans? Those annoying shipping and handling charges you get stuck with when shopping online. We think handling is for sports cars. And shipping? Well, when you spend $75 or more at AdvanceAutoParts.com, shipping is 100% free. 0% shenanigans. AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, and I'm here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. If you've ever had that petrifying moment where you go to touch your hair and you can't tell if you're touching hair or straw, yeah, that was me about a year ago until I started using the Ovation Cell Therapy three-step process. It took my hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier hair all within the first few washes. And it wasn't one of those results I just had to trust. I could see and feel it too. And you can experience the same thing. For example, one of my girlfriends who dyes her hair, curls and straightens it every day, and she hasn't had it trimmed in who knows how long. She started using Ovation, and it looked like she had just left the salon a few days later. All she had to do was go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and she got a special introductory offer. You can do the same. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your introductory discount.
On the next morning show, the weekend will have passed. Will we have survived sequestration? Join me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Since the dawn of time, three tools have shaped human history. Fire, big sharp rocks, and iHeartRadio.
And while fire and big sharp rocks are nice, only iHeartRadio allows you to stay connected with over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country. Let's see a rock do that.
The dawn of a new era.
Experience the life-altering iHeartRadio app completely free.
I give you the future.
Online at iHeartRadio.com.
If you're driving, texting, checking Facebook, or returning emails and we catch you, you will get a ticket. If you don't kill yourself first, it's not worth it. A message from the California Highway Patrol and the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Listen. Listen carefully.
A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to tear.
to this song. You got to. Pause there. A time you may embrace and a time to refrain. This goes right to your show about the sacred and the profane, where the degenerates took over a Catholic chapel at Allegheny College in Pennsylvania and put on a performance of women's sexuality right on the pulpit, and it was supported by the college itself. Can it get any lower than that? Yes, it certainly can, and it will. Yes, I'll blame Obama. Yes, they're covering this up. Yes, it's his Justice Department. Yes, they're stonewalling. Yes, they've reassigned the prosecutors. Yes, they've pushed it so that the statute of limitations is almost up. A NASA engineer was subpoenaed to testify before a secret grand jury in February 2011 in San Jose. But listen to this. The attorney assigned to the case, the prosecutor, Gary Fry, was removed at the last minute before the case was transferred to another office within that district. NASA headquarters would not answer questions. They said go to the Department of Justice. The Justice Department headquarters refused to comment to Fox News. But the man behind it, the man being accused of being behind this information technology transfer, a man whose name has been bandied about as being deeply involved, Director Simon Pete Warden, disagrees entirely with the accusations. Warden spoke to Fox News, and he says the accusations against him are rubbish. Here's what he said, quote, I take very seriously our responsibility to safeguard sensitive information. I say this unambiguously. I have not, would not, and could not impede a law enforcement investigation. To the best of my knowledge, I am not the subject of a current investigation, close quote, he said in a statement. On February 8th, Representatives Wolf and Smith sent letters to the Justice Department, Inspector General, and the Director of the FBI regarding the allegedly illegal movement of this crucial technology. Wolf chairs the House Appropriations, Commerce, Justice, Science, and Related Agency Subcommittee. Smith heads the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee. The letters allege the FBI had uncovered the violations, and the U.S. Attorney was prepared to issue indictments, but it says the case has been stalled for more than a year under Obama, that agents of the case were reassigned under Obama, and the statute of limitations on the violations is already beginning to expire under Obama. It is our understanding that this illegal technology transfer may have involved classified Defense Department weapon system technology to foreign countries, including China, potentially with the tacit or direct approval of the center's leadership, close quote, the letters read. Senator Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, also wrote to NASA as early as April 2012, asking about allegations that Mr. Warden, quote, allowed foreign nationals to access Ames, along with, quote, NASA secrets and cutting-edge technology in violation of ITAR. What am I talking about? You have to follow it to understand it. Follow the bouncing ball. It's a big story. It deserves major league play in the press. If we still had an independent press, it would have been screaming banner headlines across America. When I grew up in New York City, we had the Daily News that covered things other than sluts falling down in the gutter. In my day, we had newspapers that would scream a banner, spies in NASA protected by Gov. Spies in NASA protected by Justice Department. Spies in NASA caught. Protected by president, question mark. Those would be the headlines, but you're not going to see those headlines. You will not see them ever. Let's take your calls. This is the Savage Nation. I've also asked you, if you want to join the conversation, to call me at 855-400-7282. With the titles that were derived directly from the Bible, such as My A Time for War, because there are some great ones. Let's go right now to KSFO in San Francisco, where Eugene has a title for us. Gene on KSFO, go ahead, please. What's the title?
Yes, Michael, it's East of Eden, and it's from Genesis, and it's from, you know, the Cain and Abel story. And the quote is, Cain was sent to live in the land of Nod, east of Eden. So he's kind of...
Well, okay, but who wrote the novel East of Eden?
Oh, John Steinbeck.
John Steinbeck. So he took, yeah, and he also got a winter of our discontent from the Bible, didn't he?
Or Shakespeare. The other one is In Dubious Battle, and that's
so. Why is it that John Steinbeck, who was beloved to such a level in the Bay Area years ago, why has he been forgotten? Is it because he was too biblical?
I don't know, Mike. You know, there was a conflict even amongst the growers down there in the Salinas Valley because he kind of was socialist to an extent. But they kind of...
Well, I understand that, but he was a great, great writer as well. I mean, there were many socialists who were great writers, and I forgive them their politics as long as they have great art. You know, I'll go back to the beginning. I can name five books written by socialists whose politics I detest, whose fiction I love. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Ban them from my mind? It's the same with Hollywood. Most of them are pinko leftist America haters, and yet some of them are so talented, I watch their movies. Many actors, they're destroying this country on a daily basis. They have no idea what they are doing because most of them are uneducated dolts, and they're drug addicts on top of it all, and yet they're fabulous puppets. I enjoy their activities and their actions.
Well, I think maybe with Steinbeck that they, because he did say a good character development, the strength of the person was important to him. And maybe that's what they don't want to emphasize that now. You know, the individual who overcomes a lot of odds, like, you know, the grapes of wrath. And in Dubious.
Oh, I see what you mean. The farmers who lost their farms in the Dust Bowl didn't go to Obama for a food stamp. Instead, they had to pack up and they had to move out of Oklahoma and they had to become grape pickers in California. And they had to work from the ground up. In poverty. Is that what the story is that they don't want you to know about? That there was a time in America when people didn't have a big daddy to take care of them?
Well, exactly, Michael. And even In Dubious Battle, that's by Milton, of overcoming a bad king or something, you know, and still keeping the unconquerable will and the study of revenge, immortal hate, and the strength not to submit or to yield. And then he says, and what is else not to be overcome?
Then Kung Fu academies across China, they're teaching hundreds of thousands of young Chinese no weakness, no pain, no mercy. And in America, we're teaching our children, be weak, complain about your pain, and beg for mercy. Did you hear my opening?
Oh, yeah, it was appropriate. Hey, I did some work in Santa Cruz. I'm a structural inspector on these construction jobs. And right across the fence from us, we're doing this, like, major work and everything, was one of these art little enclaves just up Highway 9, right off Highway 1. And these guys came out at 9:30, quarter of 10. It was pathetic. They had their coffee, their little cigarettes. And then the younger women who were kind of...
Wait, you mean they were protesting your construction? Is that it?
Oh, no. They had a little art colony. Part of their buildings were still intact as one of those, you know, community-funded art...
Yeah, but what were they protesting? I don't understand what you're saying.
They weren't protesting. They were just... coming out at a quarter of 10 when we were there on the job at a quarter of 7.
Oh, you mean in the morning they were waking up a quarter to 10. Why so early? What motivated them to get up at the...
I don't know.
What motivated them to get up at the crack of dawn? A quarter to 10 for a hippie drug addict in Santa Cruz? That's like dawn. I mean, what made them get up so early?
I don't know. Maybe it was the young women. But the thing is, on the other side of the fence, we're there at a quarter of 7, and there's a lot of Mexican guys there. You know, it's a union job and everything. But we're, you know, we're taking care of business early, and just on the other side of the fence is that symbol of slackers. They even call them that in Santa Cruz, you know?
In other words, a symbol of American decadence in older parlance. Now, Eugene, you seem to be a man who loves literature, I guess, by the titles you threw at us today, right?
Yes. Well, my dad was Irish-Norwegian from the city, and Irish in 1917.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad you're a listener. I'm going to send you a biblical title tonight called A Time for War. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say again, I have not talked about my book all week. I decided if you're going to buy it, you buy it. If you don't, you don't. I didn't want to bum you out by continuously talking about it, but when a book seems to be so poignant in trying to warn you of what is going on, what could be going on through fiction, which I chose to do because I thought maybe it would reach a larger audience. And then I see that my entire ad campaign has been subverted, major ads subverted. They were supposed to be atop some of the biggest websites saying, is China already at war with us? The ads were knocked off the websites. They were pushed to Sunday. The headline was no longer, is China already at war with us? The headline became a book about terrorism, in other words, generic. I got to tell you something. It's that bad. It's that bad. It's that simple. And I'm doing it for the future of America. Take me on my word. It's that simple. I'm doing it for the future of America. I pray to God that we have a future, and I pray to God that we don't just inherit the wind. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, everybody. Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician. He was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
History, tradition, prosperity. All things that we value in our lives. The common thread that binds us together as family. Identity Guard shares these values. That's why we work every day so that the people who trust us get the level of service and security they've come to expect from Identity Guard. We understand that your plate at times can become pretty full. Jobs, family, responsibilities. With everyone you watch out for, who's watching out for you? Identity Guard makes it easy to keep your personal information private and secure, helping to keep the information that is important to you and your family safe. We're always focused on helping to keep your identity safe to make your life just a little easier.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. This is an extremely limited offer, so you must sign up now and get your 30 days free to qualify for the shredder. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-567-9916 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-567-9916.
For over 60,000 California foster children, nights can feel long and lonely when you're away from familiar faces and places.
I miss my sister.
I miss my old school.
I miss my room.
Even something as simple as a pair of warm pajamas can make the nights a little easier.
Sometimes I get scared.
I can't sleep.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting pajamas for foster children big and small. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underwear to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Pajamas are like a hug.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent.
But anyone can help a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Pajama Drive ends Sunday. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
Heart Talk 560, KSFO.
Brian Sussman here, and I have good news. KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe. That's a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. You heard me right, friends. One day. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded in the shower from someone turning on the washing machine, the dishwasher, flushing a toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs, and their rates are extremely competitive.
Now here's the really good news. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential standard water heater that's a $1,200 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682. On the web, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
On the next morning show, the weekend will have passed. Will we have survived sequestration? Join me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
It is Rock and Roll Friday on the Savage Nation. Maybe you just want to hear some music. I can give you an awful lot of it. I have the best rock and roll list in the talk show business. I mean, music stations have better lists. People who play oldies have a better list than I do. But I got great hundreds and hundreds of songs. I didn't even know I had these. Sam Cooke. Oh, you have Sam Cooke send me? I was taking geometry at the time. Man, did I wish someone could just send me out of that classroom. I used to sit there trying to do the puzzles of geometry, wishing to God I could be sent out of class. I didn't like math very much. It is the Savage Nation with Rock and Roll Friday. You've gotten through the hard part, kids. You've gotten through the espionage, the treason, the Bible. And now it's just fun for the rest of the night here on the program. Because that's America. Isn't America all about fun? And isn't it un-American not to have a fun time everywhere you turn, especially in entertainment? In fact, I think that it's kind of suspicious if a man in radio does not simply create fun for you on a regular basis. I think anyone who doesn't create fun should be investigated by the FBI, certainly investigated by Department of Homeland Security, to see why he's not inducing fun amongst the listeners. He must be some kind of subversive. WABC Chris, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mike. I would say on the right, these types of breaches of security, they know about it. They're a Rockefeller Republicans that know about it. It's a creative, perverted creative destruction. I mean, it's like crime.
Well, hold on now. Hold on. It's Republicans who have disclosed that the Justice Department is stonewalling the security leaks to China. China was given top secret weapons technology by NASA. It was Republicans who've been trying to investigate this for 3 years now. So you can't blame the. It's not all Republicans. I mean, easy to say all of them, but it's not true. You've got Smith. You've got Charles Grassley. They're doing their jobs. They should be given an award. They're great Americans. These are great Americans. Do you actually think that all dictators eventually fall? Do you believe that all people who overreach, who are egomaniacs, narcissists, you can name it and go up and down the scale, do you believe eventually history catches up with them in their own lifetime? Because I don't. I actually believe that evil gets away with evil. I've seen it in my lifetime. I can name several ex-presidents who deserve to be in jail for life, and they're not in jail for life. They're enjoying the high life. We'd like to believe that there's justice. We'd like to believe that there's karma. We'd like to have children's beliefs in Santa Claus, Donald Duck, and Mickey Mouse. But those of us who've been around know that the evil generally flourish and the good generally get crushed on the heel. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink and make his soul enjoy pleasure for his labor. This also I saw that it is from the hand of God. Now, there was a time on this radio show that's been on the air for 18 years that I would read directly from the Bible from time to time, and then I stopped doing it for a couple of reasons. One, because I lost interest in the Old Testament for a long while. But now, tonight, I picked it up again, my Old Testament. I have about 300 Post-its. I can no longer even find the Post-its directions because they're covered by other Post-its. I've once had it on a stage when I did a live show. In other words, there's so many Post-its that you can't find what the Post-it is saying. But I had to look for tonight, turn, you know, et cetera, to find the phrase a time for war and a time for peace. But when I was reading onward from that, since it's Friday night and it's a time of where the three major religions of the earth go into the Sabbath, of course, you well know the Jewish Sabbath falls on Friday night. The Christian Sabbath falls on Sunday. The Muslim Sabbath falls also within this three-day period. The three principal monotheistic religions all go back to the original Rock of Ages, which is the Old Testament. But in that Old Testament, There's a couple of phrases that you may, I just read them to you now just because I'm into it for the moment, but so indulge me. And so God is talking about judging, and God basically tells you to enjoy yourself. And he says, I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? Meaning, enjoy him while you can. I mean, you want me to interpret the Bible for you? Listen to what God wrote. I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? Meaning, after you're dead, you can't enjoy what you've created. You can't enjoy your life after you're dead. And earlier than that in Ecclesiastes, he says, for that which has befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them, as the one dieth, so dieth the other. Meaning, you're no different than the animals in that sense. Yea, they have all one breath, so that man hath no preeminence above a beast. For all is vanity. That's where the phrase, for all is vanity, came from. It came from Ecclesiastes. All go unto one place, all are of the dust, and all return to dust. Who knoweth the spirit of man, whether it goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast, whether it goeth downward to the earth. Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? That is why I continue to work, ladies and gentlemen, because to me, this is it. There's nothing else. There's no tomorrow, no weakness, no pain, no mercy. We are talking about leaking security, top security secrets to China, and the investigation by the FBI being stonewalled by the U.S. Justice Department. I could ask you, why would the Justice Department do this? What's the point? You could pretty much put two and two together, can't you? Maybe they're playing for the other team. There's never been a situation where a government was working with a foreign government against the interests of the people in their own country. I can give you five examples in our own time. Phone number here, 855-400-7282. James on KSFO in San Francisco. You're next up. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. You know, I'm not very surprised by what you say, in part because I think the titans of our industry will do anything to preserve their dollar. I don't think it's up to our government to interfere or to discuss this problems with China as much as it is our industry to stand up and say, maybe we'll make less money and do the right
thing. No, I think you're missing the point. NASA has shared advanced Pentagon missile defense technology with China. Two workers have done it. It's called treason. In any other time, they would have been found. They would have been investigated. They would have been tried. They would have been found guilty of treason. They probably would have been electrocuted like the Rosenbergs. But under Obama, the investigation has been side-railed. Do you understand, James?
The problem with potentially having it not be promoted, because people worried that their film industry will...
I get what you're saying. Of course. No, Hollywood's another story. It's filled with cowards and quislings. But I'm not concerned about my book. I'm concerned about the information technology that was given to China by individuals at NASA Ames Research Center. And this investigation, which has been going on for 4 years, was blocked by the U.S. Justice Department. It's a blockbuster of a story. 855-400-7282. No weakness, no pain, no mercy. That's the motto of the teachers of Kung Fu in China to the youth. Here in America, they tell our children, be weak, complain about your pain, and beg for mercy. Take a guess how this ends up. Take a guess who wins.